T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. In a second, we're going to have Todd Zielecki, our baseball guy, and Alan. I'm wondering, there's two ways to cover the Phillies now. Mm-hmm. One way is to follow what's going on the field. Last night, a terrible 7-2 loss.
God.
Nola smoked in the first two innings, right? Al, the game is over at that point.
Yep.
Faulty was pitching for the... gives up 5 runs a game, but apparently not when he's pitching against the Phillies. But the second way to cover the team is what's going on around it, which is basically now lousy attendance for a wild card race, mm-hmm. number one. Number two, the owner of the team being at the Eagles game and not even... I mean, I guess they had the Phillies up on the TV screen,
but he's
high-fiving. Mets have the bases loaded. Jeez. That's going on. And we're wondering, since Dave Dombrowski got the boot, what's going to happen to Andy McPhail? Lots going on right now, and the guy covering it all from MLB.com is our own Todd Zielecki. Hi, Todd.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
Crazy times, aren't they?
These are interesting times for the Phillies.
They sure are.
So many ways.
Todd, you last week got me thinking more about the possibility of change. Mm-hmm. Will change be even more likely if so few people turn out for important baseball games like last night's at Citizens Bank Park?
I don't know how much the attendance is going to affect things. I think the attendance is just a reflection on, you know, people aren't idiots. They see the math. They see where the Phillies are in the standings. They look at the schedule, and they have a really tough road to go to get to the postseason. So I think that has – I don't think that there's going to be change because the attendance is bad. I think if there's going to be change, it's going to be because John Middleton or Andy McPhail or whoever's making the decisions don't like the direction of the team. Because I think if they feel like they're not putting the proper product on the field, you know, then they need to make a change in that direction.
Right, you're really saying almost the exact words that they used in Boston when they got rid of Dave Dombrowski. Because Dombrowski's done way, way more as the president of the Red Sox than McPhail has done here in Philadelphia, just in terms of results, Todd. Does that, the fact that they let him go, he was hired 6 weeks after McPhail was hired here as president. Does that resonate? Do you look at that and say, wow, you know, the standards are pretty high now on what you have to do as a president? If you apply those standards to McPhail, he's gone as soon as this season's over. Is he gone?
I can't say that, Angela. It would just be total speculation on my part. But I do think that there are going to be some very serious meetings, you know, after the season to try to figure out what exactly is going on. I don't think John Middleton is happy with what is happening. I know we've been talking about him being at the Eagles game.
Yeah.
But I don't think that he is happy with what has happened this season. And I don't think he's happy because he spent a lot of money to put a team on the field. And I get it. The bullpen got crushed with injuries. That is a fact. The bullpen should have been much better. They had these guys in there, these cast-offs that they're trying to make piecemeal with. That was a real factor. Losing Andrew McCutchen was a real factor. But all that said, I think that this team should have played better or been better despite all the injuries that, you know, they didn't address the rotation in the offseason. They had a couple third basemen they could have signed in the offseason that they didn't sign. They at the trade deadline, they decided to make very, very minor moves, you know, getting Drew Smyly for nothing, getting Jason Vargas for nothing, getting Mike Morin, Blake Parker, Jared Hughes for nothing. You know, they didn't give up any sort of considerable talent because I think that they looked at their playoff odds and said, you know, let's kind of maybe, I don't want to say punt, but, you know, not exactly go all in and try to make a big run at this thing like some other teams did.
Todd, help me to interpret this. You know, I always take an extreme position when I see stuff that's amazing to me. Like John Middleton high-fiving Tina Lurie while the Mets have the bases loaded in a 4-4 game. And Middleton is the owner of the Phillies in the Eagles' box. Whether he realized or not, that is not a good look. Todd, that doesn't look right that he's a bigger Eagle fan than a Philly fan in that moment. Could he clean house? What is that saying that he's at the Eagles game? And is it saying that he doesn't believe in his team himself?
You know, I don't know. First of all, I mean, John Middleton is obviously a huge Phillies fan. Obviously, he is. I do think it's driving him nuts. This team is struggling. What I think it was with the Eagles game, it's not like John's on the road all the time with the team.
Right.
I think it was the first game of the season. I've got to think the game was on in the back of that suite, and he was watching that game and following both at the same time.
Yep.
No, yes, the optics of it worked great.
It doesn't look good, Todd. It didn't look good. I saw it. I went, I can't believe it.
Yeah, the optics, you know, obviously the optics aren't great.
Yes.
But now, is he going to clean house?
Yeah.
I think there's 19 games to go. How are the Phillies going to play in these last 19 games? If they finish like they finished last season, where they basically gave up, and I know that was – Gabe strongly denied that the team gave up down the stretch. I believe that a lot of players, not every player, but I think a lot of players in that clubhouse did give up down the stretch. If they go out and they just get smoked these last 19 games, they have to go 8-11 to finish with a winning record. That's not, I hate to say this, but that's not a lock with the schedule that they're facing.
No, not with the schedule that they're facing.
8-11 to win. They have not had a winning record since 11. That's a big factor. Just having the winning record means something, Todd.
Right. I don't think after the season, Angelo, that if say they go 7-12 and they finish 500 or whatever, I don't think they can come out then postseason and say, or after the season and say, hey, listen, we had a lot of injuries in the bullpen and we lost Andrew McCutchen. You know, that explains everything. I don't think you can sell that. Though the bullpen injuries and Andrew McCutchen being hurt as a reason why you didn't make the playoffs or why you didn't finish with a winning record. You have to play better than that with the talent on this team. There's still a lot of talent on this team.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Todd, were you there Saturday, Sunday, the 4-hour, 29-minute game?
I was not there on Sunday, Andrew. Right. I was off this weekend.
All right, well, you made a very good decision. Todd. I got a new theory about Gabe. You know, Gabe had a terrible September last year. Awful. Mm-hmm. And he's not having a good one now either. I think when you give him more players to maneuver, he does even more over-managing. He's using 8 and 9 pitchers in a game now for matchups, Todd. And I don't think it's helping the team at all. Do you think Gabe Kapler is over-managing with an expanded roster?
I think there are definitely some question marks going back to even Thursday. You know, he could have double switched. I think it was in the ninth inning to give Hector Neris the opportunity to maybe pitch another inning. They chose not to do that. They had Logan Morrison pitch hit instead. Hector Neris had like a 9-pitch inning. He could have gone out maybe and pitched a second inning. Instead, they ended up going deeper into their bullpen. And then Nick Vincent, who has spent most of the season in AAA, comes in and takes the loss. Nick Vincent then takes the loss on Friday night's game. So you have pitchers that weren't with the team much of the season now pitching in these high leverage situations and, you know, and taking losses. And yeah, I think it's fair to ask.
Yeah.
You have more options. Doesn't necessarily mean you need to use all of those options, you know, especially when consider the depth already of the bullpen, right? You know, Blake Parker has an ERA of over 5. Jared Hughes, since he got claimed off waivers, has really struggled. And so now you're going even deeper on the guys that couldn't make the team before September 1st. Now you're going into those guys, and it's been costing them some games last few days.
Wow, these next few weeks are big. They're really big. Todd, one last thing, and this is an Al Morgani situation.
What is this?
I was unhappy with Gabe last night when he was referring to the opposing starting picture. Here's what Gabe said.
We weren't able to solve faulty.
All right, he did not like referring to the other team as faulty. Did you have a position on Al being upset by that, Todd?
You know what? Everybody calls the guy Fulton because his name is Fultonevich. I hate when he pitches because I have to look at the scorebook to figure out how the heck to spell the guy's name.
Right.
So I think he's just trying to shorten up. Baseball players love to talk in nicknames, even if they're like just terrible nicknames. Like people call Zach Eflin F. It's like, what?
Not the other team.
It was not the other team. I hear what you're saying.
I mean, that's faulty thinking.
Yeah.
Look at you, Al. You worked that all in for that stupid
Al's
pun.
Work. No, he did it. It was stupid in itself. He didn't need the extra line.
It was a long play. This is all the setup for that punchline. Right?
No, it was not set up. Al had a stupid
Listen,
point
I have an answer for
that.
The Phillies.
What's the answer?
They need to hire Ned Coletti for their front
office. Man, I love Ned.
I heard he's working for the Sharks, isn't he?
He's a scout for the Sharks right now.
How is he a scout for an NHL team when he's been in baseball
He's
for
still doing
years?
The post-game Dodgers.
What?
Ned Coletti was the GM of the Dodgers. He's a local guy, and he's great in every sport.
And with the he's great with the fans. It's a
who would be better, Klentak or Coletti, Zalecki?
But even from president.
Coletti.
Coletti's, I've talked with Ned before. I'm a former sports writer, right? I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Who do
story,
you want, McPhail or Coletti?
I'm not making any decision on this.
That
I'm
was Coletti.
Come on, Todd.
Keeping track at home. Todd Zalecki. Be ready, Todd. We're going to be like 911. A lot of emergencies to call you with. Thank you, pal.
Yeah, right.
See you later. All right, we've got Al, a couple of things going on here. NASA right now has a big thing. Our NASA correspondent Cliff is here.
Mm-hmm.
Clifford W. Lentz is here. Apparently, there's a connection between space and football. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's going on,
the
Clifford?
The last time I was here, the new astronaut on the space station is Drew Morgan, who's a former Army officer. And he, and one of his first things that he did, he's part of the class of 2013, the group they call the Eight Balls because they're eight.
Right. Drew Morgan.
And him and Nick Haig did a six and a half hour spacewalk to install the new pressurized mating adapter. And I just realized I said mating in front of Jonesy. And I don't,
right.
I think
be careful with that.
It's not the kind of mating that these donkeys are talking about. This is the two spacecrafts. The new commercial vehicles are coming online, and they have to adapt the shuttle.
What does it have to do with football?
Now, originally he's from Pittsburgh. Okay,
all right.
So you have a limited amount of things that you can take up to personal stuff. You have a bag that's like six inches by 4 inches. So in the middle of the press conference explaining about the this.
What size is the bag?
6 inches by 4 inches.
Thank you.
Okay. So what
personal preference kid.
What did Drew Lennon say about it?
So he's talking, he pulls out one of those terrible towels from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He did?
Yes, and things flying around. So I looked into it because I've seen that on the space station before. Apparently, back in Expedition 18, there was also a Pittsburgh fan that was there with a
terrible tile was floating around in zero
space.
Gravity.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Jonesy.
I'm so confused right now.
All right.
I thought he was a Browns fan. Could have went to Uranus.
There you go. It's a stretch.
Thank you very much. George is on the line next. Hi, George. Good morning. I knew it was coming out.
They had to wait
I knew
for
it was
it.
Coming.
It was a wait tough for one. It.
I thought he was going to do something with that towel that would have been very inappropriate.
You need
near
one on Uranus.
Yeah, you know. George, good morning.
Good morning, Angelo. How's everybody doing?
Everything's great, George. I'm worried about the Eagles' defense. Are you?
Yeah. Reuben Frank said a lot of what I was going to say, but I do worry about the fact that there were receivers from the Redskins on the field who I had no idea who they were except for the tight end. And we're playing some pretty strong offenses coming up with guys that we do know who they are. And I'm wondering how this soft secondary is going to handle this.
They were terrible.
Because we don't blitz.
Let me give you three names. Pro Football Focus said every single pass thrown in the area Sunday was completed. Every single pass. Zendejo, the guy that missed the, remember the first one when Vernon Davis went down the sideline?
Oh, my God.
He had him
wrapped
up. That was awful. Every single ball near Zendejo was completed. Caught. Also, the middle linebacker, Nigel Bradham, every single ball thrown in Bradham's area was completed.
That's unusual
for
him.
It's so good that they really instilled some discipline in him by him missing that preseason game.
No, I'm telling you, Rhea, they had, the Eagles had some people on defense that were terrible. And the third guy was Rasul Douglas. George, every ball thrown to Rasul Douglas's man was completed on Sunday. And that's Case Keenum. You're right. What happens when it's Matt Ryan and it's Julio Jones?
It's going to be Matt Ryan. It's going to be the Green Bay. It's going to be the GOAT in a few weeks with all those receivers that they have.
No, they got to clean that up. Yeah. That defense, it slipped under the radar with the great comeback. That defense played a lousy game on Sunday.
And the easy thing to argue with always is, you know, you people all want them to blitz more.
Yep.
No, I'm not asking you to blitz on every play. I'm asking you to pressure the quarterback.
All right, I need an attractive TV person. Who you got, George?
Well, I do have one for you, but I do want to say one thing. My prayers go out to Big Daddy.
Thank you.
Number two, Angelo, you should think about moving to Delaware. I've never had a water problem.
No, I'm leaving Philadelphia. This water thing's out of control.
You don't
want
to
call in right now to Jim Kenny, Rhea's friend. I need some closure on my water.
While I was waiting, Keith Jones, I watched the video.
Yep.
Those dogs are awesome, but I must say, you have beautiful asses. All four of them are beautiful. Yeah,
they are attractive.
There was only three donkeys, though.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Name me a TV person.
Okay. Well, it's a he. He's a fashion plate. He got great hair. He always looked good, and I never think he ever wore a button-down shirt.
Thank you.
And that would be John Belaris.
John Belaris. Very good. I have John Belaris down. You stay right there. He was a babe magnet. Hold on. We need some help. Billy the Helper's here.
Uh-oh.
Billy wanted to give us some names of guys. I know Billy will help. Hi, Billy.
I'm glad that guy nominated you some males because there are some very, I think, attractive males on television. Dan Quayle.
Dan Quayle out. Very fine. Newsman. Action News. Give me more.
Wally Kennedy. He looks like a Kennedy.
Wally Kennedy out. Not there now, but was very attractive.
Vern Odom.
Vernon Odom, exceptional.
Dave Schwarzweiser is a very good-looking man.
Dave Schwarzweiser out, very attractive.
Malcolm Poindexter.
Malcolm Poindexter rocked it with the bow ties.
Uh-huh.
George Michael.
George Michael
Sports
out.
Machine.
Careless Whisper.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Sports Machine. The great
Sports Machine.
Machine.
Great more, show. More. Yeah.
Vince Dementia.
Vince.
He doesn't remember.
No, Vince Demento. All right, that's right.
He forgot.
He ran aground there after a while.
These are good-looking males. How about Wee Willie Weber?
Oh, Wee Willie Weber was exceptional, but he was more radio.
Dick Trickle?
Dick Trickle was a race car driver. That doesn't count.
I guess Pete LeCocq doesn't count either. Then.
No, that's a baseball player.
How about Rod Luck?
Rod Luck? I don't remember. Oh, Rod Luck. Yes, of course.
Shaft from Channel 10.
All right, are you done?
I told you he was done before
Don
it started.
Thompson.
Don Tollefson. No, Don Tollefson was a good guy.
He did a nice job on Jonesy's new ass.
All right.
By the way, Dick Standish, Ange.
Who?
Yeah, I remember Dick Standish.
Well, he did a report on the cockfighting ring in Kensington. He was very good looking in that. He had a big mustache.
I like that. Dick Standish. Good job with Dick. Thank you. 888-729-9494. That'll give some people some help out.
Great.
Those are all good looking guys. Remember, Ava is the judge.
She is.
When we return, she's got a hot seat. Who's on it today? WIP Sports Time 919.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.